Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
Big cock strong, breezy, black. Okay, let me give you a name. I'm just gonna call you Big Nigga.
Tokyo Tony gave me Big Nigga.
Why did he say it like that?
Big Nigga.
Now, remember, it's all about mining the gym, mining the gym. What Tokyo Tony did, if you don't know, that was a clip from Tokyo Tony is Finding Love ASAP on the Zeus Network app, yes. Which is four of the best dollars I've ever spent in my life. However, she was going through the naming process of one of her suitors in the house. And she looked at him, she assessed him and called him as what she saw. And she told us how she came to that assessment. My thing is this. Respect people as they present themselves to you, right? She looked at him and what she saw is what she called it. I appreciated that. This is a time when it's very important to respect each other's identities. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying? God. I feel like what a person, you know, that's what you wanted to be referred to as, and that's who you are. And so I respect you enough to call you who you are and who you've presented yourself to me to be. The hashtag this week is Big Nigga. Oh yeah. Shoobity doobity, dwee bop, dwee bop.
Okay.
Well, all right. All right.
Oh, I thought you was going
and that was word
real
to Luther
world.
Vandross. This week we're going to start off as we always do with a couple of QTNAs. I shouldn't say a couple because it's actually three. That's a damn lie. Okay. The first one that we're going to ask. You know what? This week I'm going to go from the bottom up instead.
Oh,
so
Lord.
What I would have asked third, I'll ask first. Is it true that legend, icon, and, you know, music royalty, who she didn't gave a lot to music, Mariah Carey, okay? Is it true that she ended her last phone conversation with her ex-husband, Nick Cannon, by saying, and stop wearing them damn turbans? Is it true?
Oh, my God.
Next thing I want to get to the bottom of, okay? Is it true that rapper ASAP Rocky is, in fact, designing new uniforms for the Swedish prison that he was held in? You guys saw that headline, right?
Wait, seriously?
Yes, he's designing uniforms.
I did not see this quote.
This is really happening. So y'all think I'd just be, you know.
I never know.
This happened, okay?
I have to ask.
So is it true that he is designing these new uniforms for the Swedish prison that he was held in, and that he's purposely designing the pants very fitted to get back at everybody who called him the nigga in the tight pants when he got to jail? Is it true? All right. And the third, first one, because this is an actual headline as well. Today there was a picture that Ray J posted of his wife, Princess, their baby daughter, Melody, and the baby that's in utero. It was really four people in that picture, but it was only three standing. So there was a headline that made all the outlets today saying that Princess responded to the photo that Ray J posted by saying, wow, you left me and Melody in Vegas stranded by ourselves, and then you want to post family photos. Bye, crazy, or something like that.
Wait, what?
But I want to know, yeah, that happened. Again, I'm telling you, this is true stories.
No, I
okay?
believe that. I know
got the magnifying glass, the trench coat, and the fedora. These are true stories we get to the bottom of. So, is it true that he left them in Vegas after he FaceTimed his mother, okay, to tell her about an argument that him and Princess had?
Oh,
and she, her mean ass, told him, well, leave her ass right there then. Is it true that it was Sonya whose idea it was to ditch the bitch? Now, with that being said, and most importantly understood, I just want to welcome y'all to
big
the
big nigga hashtag ditch the bitch.
That's right. Ditch the bitch. Again, respecting identities. If they present you a bitch, then you call that bitch like you said. Use
the
bitch.
The bitch?
Yeah. And I'm ditching you.
Ditch the bitch.
Welcome
Cisco.
To the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Nobody that I know wants a musty brain. I'm around better people now.
Amen.
How you doing, friend?
I'm good. Sleepy today, to be honest. But I'm very good. How are you guys?
I got a long coat that looked like a sleeping bag today. So do you want to wrap in it?
I don't know if that'll be helpful.
I'll give it to you. I don't think they would mind you snoring sweetly over the microphone. It'd be like you fell asleep on their shoulder. Like,
that's going to be a real ASMR.
The wellness segment might be a collective nap.
I'm gay, so I can slap my partners when they fall asleep in the bed. Shut the fuck up!
Oh my God.
Every time they snore.
You are so weird. Oh my God. So I have questions.
Oh
first,
Lord.
Asante, you were on The Read on Fuse.
Oh, yay. Yes, I was.
Talk to us. How was that experience?
That experience was great. Thank you to Dustin and everybody over there for making that happen. It was great. It was working with my friends. It was actually really terrifying because they have a TV show and that's very real. And it's amazing. It's really, really fun. TV show is funny. So if you don't watch the TV show on Fuse, make sure you watch it every Friday, 11 p.m. on Fuse. It was great. It was amazing.
What was terrifying? The cameras?
Yes, because I'm just naturally a fool. So like when there's cameras looking, it's like, oh, I'm not trying to be a fool for a camera. So I'm like, let me turn off. So I had to like pretend to be a fool, even though I am a fool. So it was just funny.
For those who didn't watch the show, there was a topic that was being discussed about the lady who got in the projects in Chelsea on Airbnb.
Crazy. Yes.
Which will forever live on as something hilarious to
yes.
me. But we thought it would be a great idea to have Asante come in and share that wild ass Airbnb story that he shared here first on the Friend Zone.
And do you know that was a year ago? I went back and looked up the tweet and that was like a year ago, like November 7th.
Hey, ta, ta.
Wow, so, really?
Yeah, it was a year ago.
Wild.
That's
came
so wild.
From my shine, though.
I was low key hoping that the dude that walked in on me who on the Airbnb would like find me and like hit me up and be like, hey man,
let's get naked.
No, like
that'd be funny if he watches the read on views.
That would
like,
be
hey.
Hilarious. He's like, oh, that nigga talk about me. Like, that's him.
Well, I thought it was very funny.
Oh,
I saw
you,
the extended clip on YouTube, which was even funnier. So I was like, you guys are so funny. You need a sitcom. And then
Willie.
Dustin, you were in Vegas.
Yes.
For the Soul Chain Awards.
Yes.
Talk to us. How
was
it?
It was amazing, and I'm going to tell you guys all about it during the TV segment.
Okay,
oh, okay.
So that'll be...
Okay.
Got it.
But in the words of Cash Dow, shout out to me. I'm on BET. You know what I'm saying? I paid homage to her with that line on the red carpet.
Yes.
It was green. I'm away. I just tell you all
you
about it during
so
TV.
You look so fly. I was like, look at that.
Thank you so much. Thank y'all. Thank you so much.
And shout out to Ari Lennox. She looks so pretty.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
I love that green
yes.
on her.
Gorgeous.
So amazing.
Her hair. The dress, Summer Walker looks super
Hollywood
cute too.
Glam.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
That.
Yeah, because
yes.
Summer had like the first stool. Like she just looked, they just look so cute.
And she had a Hollywood bob.
The Hollywood bob.
Mm-hmm. Shout out also to Kendall. He's just funny, man. That's all. I have to tell y'all something after the show.
Oh, no.
Lord.
But shout out to that nigga. It's hilarious. But we'll get out to all that in the TV segment.
We ain't
I'm sorry,
yet.
Fred.
Okay, no.
What you say, Fred?
Said we
we'll get there.
Oh,
so
Lord.
I have a black business.
All
okay.
right.
So last week, we paid homage to our good friend, Jade of All Jades.
Yes.
And hey. First of all, it's sold out. The Atlanta Dopest Dinner Party. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Best ecosystem on the face of this earth. So this week, we're going to shout out our other sister, Miriam Hosnia.
Mm. Yes.
Right? Who we will be seeing in San Francisco. So those of you
yes.
attending that show, you will definitely get to
again,
meet her.
I want to clap again, but I think it would be overkill, so I'm just going to chill out.
All the golf claps. So Miriam is releasing a 6-week course. Which I'm
nice.
So excited
like
about. This
lives.
Is new for her. Yeah, it's titled Energy is Currency, which mm-hmm. you remember she mentioned on mm-hmm. her episode with us. And it's for those looking to study techniques and fundamentals of energy and frequency management.
You know I need to take it.
Okay.
That's something like, who doesn't need
right.
tips on that? So her website describes it as a course for anyone who wants to learn and develop their energy work tools and practices. Learn to raise your vibration, develop the skills to give yourself what you need while strengthening your capacity to receive support as well. You know, a lot of us are not that
mm-hmm.
good at that, especially asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
Through this course, you will be guided through weekly modules that address topics ranging from energetic sovereignty to intuitive guidance. So
hey.
If this is something that resonates with you, I definitely suggest you go on her website to find out more information. That's miriamhosnia.com. MariamHasnaa.com. If you go to the menu bar at the very top, once you get to the website, you can click on courses and then you will see Energy is Currency. It's already there, available for signups.
Amen.
So support her. This is new for her. It's a new addition to her school, you know,
mm-hmm.
teaching like these 6-week modules. So I'm very excited. She's expanding.
Good
it looks
her.
Amazing. She sent me the course material and I was like, I'm signing up. It just looks good. So definitely had to highlight her for the Black Business of the Week.
If you were spraying
Shout
that embodiment,
us.
and your life went better, take the goddamn course. Okay? Take the course. I love highs.
I love
highs.
Shout
out to
her.
Pause for the highs.
Okay? Is there anything else you guys wanted to add before we jump into the recap?
No.
No announcements, no funnies, no randoms.
No, not right now.
Not yet. It'll come up.
I always got funnies and randoms, but I don't know best for now.
So let's jump into the recap.
Thank you for checking. Oh, that was very
graceful. That was very. Yeah.
Of course, just in case.
A woman.
Look, I apologize in advance because when I give my funnies, they will be rude introductions.
I mean, that's usually the case.
Well, you know, because, you know, she's giving us the floor now, and instead of taking it, it's just going to be a rude, you know, sidetrack later.
I think our listeners are used to that. So on last week's episode of The Friend Zone titled Nice to Meet You, we discussed how fans have been reacting to Summer Walker's social anxiety during her first and last tour.
You can't touch this.
Are people expecting too much from celebs when meeting them in person? Are celebs required to behave a certain way? We shared our thoughts and stories on meeting the people we admire and people meeting us. Hmm. And of course, as always, you guys had a lot to say. So who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, you know, we got a lot of emails.
Did we?
We got a lot of emails on a bunch of different things because I read an email last week about somebody's therapist breaking up with them. So I wanted to read a response to that.
Yeah, we got a lot of really good responses to that.
And then I also wanted to read a couple of the other responses. So shout out to Morgan. She says, hey, y'all, I'm listening to this week's episode and the email that was sent about someone's therapist basically breaking up with them. Although I'm sure that person had shown amazing strides with their growth and therefore prompted their therapist to give them another nudge toward healing, that's not always the case.
How you know, though?
I have a friend, loose term, who I will call D. D is in therapy and has been for a very long time due to huge problems that he created for himself in his life and family.
You don't even know me.
His therapist. His therapist fired him as a patient because he, the therapist, no longer believed that D actually wanted to change his life, but had come to realize that what D wanted was to complain every week about all of the people in his life and place blame.
What?
I mean, hey.
I told you I had a lot of stuff I wanted to share.
The therapist is raw as fuck. Did you hear that? How you gonna be a licensed motherfucking therapist saying, you this nigga don't want nothing but to come in here and complain every motherfucking week? Get it, it's over.
Like, I can take your money, but
I
actually want
the money. Just go.
Actually want to help people, and you obstructing that. D never took any of the therapist's advice or attempted to do any of the inner work the therapist suggested. I think firing D as a patient was an amazing choice.
Not firing the patient.
Was an amazing choice on the therapist's part because the therapist had been seeing D for so long and had become attached to him and the people in his life. The doctor was becoming frustrated with D's inability to acknowledge his own faults and continue on a path that would hurt himself and the people in his life. In the end, in order to protect the therapist's own peace of mind and safe heart space, he had to, like y'all mentioned, make a hard boundary in his practice with this one specific patient. Therapists are people, too. They should never feel pressure to continually be around someone who spiritually, mentally, and emotionally drains them.
Damn.
I support any therapist who protects himself in this way. Tell them boy bye, Beyonce voice. Friend. I thought that was funny as fuck when I was reading that.
What Future say? What do you say, friend? It's a what? Hit it, friend.
I can't even say it.
Hit it, friend.
You know I can't say it.
Okay, but he was right, wasn't he? Damn.
Okay.
That's funny.
I have a couple of things that I want to share too because I want to share because on the actual topic, but I had to share that one because that one made me laugh. But this one's really short. This one's from Janet. She says, meet and greets are always weird for me and I don't really know what to say and I hate
taking
pictures.
Whisper it like she did. It's Janet.
It's Janet J. Why are you playing?
Wow. Imagine.
The only meet and greet I've done is your second anniversary show. I waited in line just to tell you guys that I appreciated what you do and felt like I wasted your time.
Oh, no.
And took a photo op away for a more normal fan. So I won't be doing any more meet and greets for people. I appreciate it.
No, that's sad.
So I meant to, the way I read it was said. So I read that because I wanted to say, Janet, you taking a picture, and I don't know if I remember you, but are you not taking a picture with us? It was cool to just say hi to us. It's actually cool when you don't want to take a picture and you just want to say hi. It actually means a little bit more because it's like you're taking the time out to like soak in the moment. So don't be discouraged from not doing that anymore. No one's expecting you. No one's like, damn, why aren't you taking the picture? Like, I might say that playfully if I did say that because I don't know if that happened. But outside of that, you should do whatever you want to do. If you want to meet somebody just to say you appreciate them, take that opportunity to do that.
You the one got a whole song talking about control. I do what I want to do.
Control. And then I have this one last one that I want to read. There was one that was really getting us in, but I can't find it because this is the one that says the time I met Genuine, I stopped being a fan. That one was funny. Hold on. A lot of you guys said really funny fucking things. I thought it was so funny.
Listen to a side say, it was so funny.
The subject on this one says, Summer may need to quit her day job.
Ooh.
See, I told you there was a lot of stuff in the email. I'm so sorry.
No more festivals.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to share this person's name because they ain't disclosed if they want to do that and they're not really with us. And that's fine. I like when we can agree to disagree. But they said, hey, y'all, I love y'all. Really, I do. But I feel the most recent episode was basically biased. And as a longtime fan and supporter, I am super surprised. I always saw y'all as the most open-minded people on the planet. And please be open-minded reading this. I do agree that there were some unrealistic expectations set by the fan who was disappointed about the meet and greet. Honestly, just a side note, that was pretty much where it started and ended. But as if they wanted a one-on-one session and wanted to be treated like a celeb themselves, I don't feel like they did that for attention/clout making that post. Anyone is free to post about their experience. It comes with the territory. You go to a concert, etc., you're going to tell people about it, whether verbally or on social media/via the internet. It's like leaving a Google review for a company or business. What is the difference besides it being Summer Walker that it's being talked about? And then she says several points were missed, and then there's a long email.
I want to hear it.
I'm just going to give you like the Cliff Notes version of this. One, you can't control what other people do, but you can control what you do. There are certain things that are...
And you still press send. Go ahead.
There are certain things that are expected when you step into this kind of industry. Y'all know that. You can state your boundaries all day and make them clear, but at the end of the day, people will do what they want to do.
Y'all know that.
Yeah, so Cliff Notes on that one. Two, hugging is not the only one energy/spirits can be transferred. Cliff Notes on that
but
one.
But that's what she said.
Number three, you can set boundaries and not be bougie/nasty. Everyone is on different paths. You can't expect everyone to be on the same level as you. Cliff Notes on that one.
What? But you expect us to know all this shit you talking about.
And then back to point number one, do what you need to do to release/assess/decompress in your own private time. Cliff Notes, Cliff Notes, Cliff Notes.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. She's right. You're right. We wrong.
I just thought it was so interesting that you sent this email and I didn't feel like we were saying anything really outside of the fan was being unreasonable. And you agree that the fan was being unreasonable.
And that's why. It was the joke anyway. So that means you really was in your feelings because you took that shit.
I feel like it might have happened to you at some point. And that's okay that it might have happened to you because it might have happened. And that's
what somebody told her not to touch them.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It happens.
And they probably wasn't even no empath. Maybe you was just stanking.
Anyway, oh my God. I'm just playing. I told you I found a lot of stuff in the emails, but that's what I found. What did you find, friend?
So I stepped into the Twitter streets again. Ooh. So Tatsamillion said, for the person who wrote in about their therapist, it sounds like the treatment plan has been fulfilled. When someone starts counseling, a therapist is supposed to set goals with their client. Once the client meets those goals, counseling should be terminated. Counselors, good ones, should not jump from issue to issue without a treatment plan when providing treatment to their clients. If this person feels they have not met those goals, they should have a conversation with the counselor about their therapy goals. If this person's concerns don't match the goals originally set, a new treatment plan needs to be created. I'm speaking from my training in clinical mental health counseling. Mm. So I thought that was interesting because it's true. Obviously, like one of the emails you read, mm-hmm. there is a treatment plan in place.
Once they feel
that it's been fulfilled, like the tweet said, then what else is there to really talk about? Then you're just coming in to vent.
Right.
So, but the part I think that confused me was that it just seemed abrupt. Like I would assume if there's a timeline or a treatment plan that it's transparent and that there's like a conversation about knowing when it's coming to an end, you know, like there's like a mutual understanding that this is what's happening. But from the email that was sent to us or that you read last week, it sounded like the rug was being pulled from under them, which seems a little triggering. At least, I mean, that's how I perceived it.
The one from last week, yeah.
Yeah, I can see how someone would be a little startled. Yeah,
like if you put a new roll of bathroom tissue in the bathroom and go out and then come back in and it's just no bathroom tissue.
Oh my God, you need that is so the feeling. Random.
They are letting this person have it that was in therapy this week. They weren't buying that shit they sent at all. No, real therapists coming out and everything.
I will say thank you to all. We had so many therapists writing. Yeah. That made me so happy because I love when you guys can, you know, provide the checks and balances for us on this show. So, Dustin, what'd you find in the Twitter streets?
I just want to give total praise to people who tweeted things that are worthy of it. The first one I want to give a little praise to is Yara Shahidi. And y'all know who she is. She tweeted her acceptance for a Woman of the Year award at the Glamour Woman of the Year Awards. And it was a beautiful, beautiful speech. I'm not going to paraphrase it. Just do a quick Google search for it. It'll come right up. But it's very inspirational and also quite informative about a woman's perspective. It was just it was a great, great speech on her behalf. So shout out to her. And she tweeted it, so you can go to her timeline. Also, Lil Jon, of all people, right?
Yeah,
Lil Jon, who responded to a tweet who said, "Are Usher, John, and Luda ever going to do it again?" And he replied to the tweet and said, "We did it already, coming on Usher's new album."
Okay.
So apparently we'll have a Lil Jon, Usher, and Ludacris collab on the new Usher album that's coming out. And I got to admit, I'm getting excited.
Same.
I want to give my last shout out to a tweet from the Fenty Beauty brand that had all these different colored finger pointing emojis. And it said, "Arrange though."
Yes.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And people have adapted this tweet and created a whole new meme out of it. So you can basically insert whatever text you want in the center. And if you're really shady, you could put somebody else's name away from the direction all the fingers are pointing. So it's like, this is the focus and you over there.
Wow.
I've been seeing some of those as well. So shout out to Fenty Beauty. That's it.
That's it. That's it.
Long day at work. Tough day at school. Still stuck at the office. Long day walking the stroll. Treat yourself to the meal you deserve. On demand from your favorite restaurant. And the restaurants come directly to you with DoorDash. DoorDash connects you to your favorite restaurants in your city. Ordering is very easy. You just use the DoorDash app and choose what you want to eat, and a Dasher, not Dancer or Prancer, but Dasher, will bring it to you anywhere that you are. Not only is there burger place that you love on DoorDash already, but over 310,000 other amazing restaurants are too. The food is so good and the app is so good it made me say amazing. DoorDash connects you with door-to-door delivery in over 3,300 cities, all 50 states, and Canada. Order from your local go-tos or choose from your favorite chains like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. Don't worry about dinner. Let dinner come to you with DoorDash. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter promo code THEFRIENDZONE. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app from the App Store and enter promo code THEFRIENDZONE. Again, for y'all in the back, that's promo code THEFRIENDZONE for $5 off your first order from DoorDash.
Yes. So you ready to jump into this week's episode?
Let's do it.
So being that I've been discussing mental health for so many years now, I tend to get a lot of companies sending me like charts and data, analysis, graphs, you name it. Why are you laughing already?
Don't ask me that because it's going to take us on a random ride and you don't want to go there right now.
What?
Okay, so initially I thought you was about to start talking about Chingy.
About Chingy?
Oh, Chingy.
Where did you hear that?
I can't tell you why I first heard that or thought I was going to hear it now that I'm laughing thinking about it. But then you started talking about the charts and analysis and I thought you was about to say, Chingy brought you charts.
Oh, my Lord. No.
What kind of data would have been on those?
Talking about his hits because Frank kept riding for his hits and I thought he was about to bring it in.
I mean, he looks great. So, so I got an email from this company called Term Life to Go. I had to Google it because I didn't know what that was. And it's apparently like an insurance company.
Sound like some old people shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but I guess since everyone's, you know, trying to have digital real estate, so it's not just an insurance site. Apparently, it's like a blog as well where they give advice on like mental health alliances, just a lot of like lifestyle information that was really interesting. So
it sounds cool.
I mean, it was pretty cool. So one of the charts that they sent me this week that I found interesting was, it was an image, a graphic of the U.S., of the country, and it showed what mental health concerns every state Googles.
Ooh. Mm.
And I thought that was interesting because I was like, that would be such a great question to ask you guys, being that we're all from different states. Mm-hmm. And we like really grew up in those states and mm-hmm. came, you know, obviously you left as an adult. But that made me want to ask you. Actually, before I ask you, I'll read their methodology. So what they did is they used sites like Talkspace, mentalhealth.gov, and NAMI.org, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Excuse me. To compile a list of the most common mental health conditions along with their symptoms and stressors. So they ran this data through Google Trends to identify which mental health concerns were searched most frequently in each state over the past year. Mm. So over in 2019, which is kind of creepy.
Yes.
We all know we're under surveillance already, so yes. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. On a small tangent, the surveillance shit is getting crazy.
Yes.
A friend of mine sent me pictures of a girl he's dating, and now she's, and mind you, he sent me via text just to show me her, and now she's all over my Explore page.
Wow.
Someone I've never seen in my life, and now when I go to my Explore page, her profile keeps popping up. Isn't that a little strange?
It's very intrusive.
Wow. Like, little things like that have been happening more and more lately. That's just been kind of like so Black Mirror. So even though this is interesting that they could compile this, it's also hella creepy. Yes.
Where's the ethical line here that we're not going to cross?
Like, we're literally compiling people's search, like their browsers. But because they already did it, we're going to make an episode.
I am not science.
So they had a ton of key findings that I will read later. But I am curious just to see if you are, you know, in alignment with the people of your state.
You want us to see, like, what, you want us to guess what to each state was Googling?
Yes. I want you to guess, especially Michigan.
Oh, okay. My state. Mm.
What would you say is the top most searched mental health concern in Michigan?
How
in
not 2000? To kill nobody.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we be getting tired in Michigan. You know what I'm saying? For them games. So maybe that. I don't know. Damn. Probably so something hard. Struggling with like related to like financial hardship. So maybe like someone's Googling how to cope with, I guess, a financial strain or something like that. Maybe
you
something
think so?
Connected to
what
that.
Is it about Michigan that you think would make someone Google financial strain?
Because of the crumbling economy in certain areas and how a lot of the economy was based in automotive reproduction and just automotive production in general. And once that industry kind of dissipated, people had to kind of figure out how to live in place of that. And so a lot of people were affected by that shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the number one searched mental health concern in Michigan was major depressive disorder.
Mm.
So, yes. Because being broke ain't no job.
Okay.
What about you, Asante? What do you think for Georgia?
My Should husband gay. Like
Woo! I was about to say, I feel like everybody's dealing with depression shit. Because I was going to say something like that would be for New York with the weather being so up and down. But I can imagine that in Michigan. Georgia. I don't know. You know, I'm from Atlanta, not Georgia. So this is hard.
Right, because that's such a different vibe.
I want to go with maybe, you know what? No, that was going to sound really rude. I'm
ooh,
just going to say
it. That's the one. Say it.
Not ooh.
I was going to say, like, you know, bipolar disorder or something along those lines, because Mardi Gras had bipolar disorder.
Okay.
Because who?
Very specific.
Because Mardi Gras, she suffered from bipolar.
Oh, Mardi Gras. I thought you said Mardi Gras. I'm like, is that somebody I'm supposed to know?
You know Mardi Gras on the party?
The number one searched in Georgia was stress headaches.
Okay. They're doing
damn
good.
Pollen.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I wonder.
They're doing good. Atlanta
and
doing
the traffic.
Good yep.
And then
and
New
the
York.
See, I'm about to move back to Atlanta. That's all I got to get headaches.
And New York.
Depression.
You think depression?
Yes.
Well, because we all live here now, so we can all speak on it. New York probably, is pretty.
I'm sick of smelling stuff. Maybe that's what it was.
Don't you would think I would be the stress headaches to be here.
Don't say suicidal stuff.
No, it's actually financial stress.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right? Clearly.
I didn't take it from Michigan
New
here.
I'm not surprised by that at all. So I want to read some of the findings, but also, because this was, like I said, like mental health concerns, but I am curious what you guys think just in general, like even outside of mental health concerns, what people from your state are Googling. That's going to be my second question, but I want to read, because I know y'all are going to add the comedic timing to that.
Utah.
So.
I got my sister pregnant.
When she said my state, I was thinking about like best wings or strip clubs. Like, you know, what are niggas going in Atlanta?
So, internet addiction, major depressive disorder, and memory loss all tied for America as a whole. Their most Googled mental health concerns. Internet addiction, major depressive disorder, and memory loss. Interesting, right?
Sound like somebody ready for a divorce to me.
So those are all tied. Yep. In the U.S. as a whole. Now, Arizona, Maryland, and South Carolina residents Googled stress at work.
Okay.
While Georgians...
That's where the niggas with jobs
is. It's hot in all three of them states, too.
You think that's what it is?
I'm just saying.
Georgians and Pennsylvanians search for info, like I mentioned, about stress headaches. What do you think Oklahoma ranked? Shout out to Crystal.
Janae.
I know why the caged bird sing. I don't know. I got escapism. I got to get out.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell it was.
Low sex drive.
Ain't
that
nobody
sounds
to
about
fuck.
Right.
Concerns related to low libido. That was like the major searched one in Oklahoma. It said people from the Sooner State are also Googling in droves. Ohioans.
Ohio.
I feel like I never... heard anyone say that. We're the only ones concerned about their obsession with coffee. These are so interesting, right? Because it's so random. I wish they would like deep dive a little bit more into obsession why.
Why do people from Ohio drink so much coffee?
Right? Like, why Ohio?
Well, it is a red state, so I guess you got to stay woke.
Are you going to get coffee?
Go ahead.
Do you want coffee?
Seasonal affective disorder was the most Googled concern in Alaska, where residents...
Yep.
But that makes sense, because residents go days without seeing the sun in the winter.
They gotta do that light therapy and all that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, Utah, you brought up Utah, their most Googled... concern.
That just fucked me up. They go days without seeing the sun.
Yes. Yes. Like, you know how it get dark early
imagine.
And that's fucked up for us? I can't.
Like, it just never, though. It's just all dark all damn day.
Ooh, could not, like, imagine waking up and it's dark. And then
talk
it's,
about watching
and it don't
back.
Get bright.
I've seen a lot of YouTubers that, you know, share, like, their daily vlogs from Alaska and different areas that are similar, and they have to have, like, light treatments in their apartments. Like lighting, you know, lighting that cultivates a healthier mental environment for them because of the seasonal depression.
I could have a light treatment weed party. Sorry, never mind.
You were so random.
I mean, because imagine you smoke up a little bit, get real comfortable and cozy, set up some lighting stations, everybody
I'll
get their light
just
treatment.
I probably like a lot of like tight black clothes and a black motorcycle. I'd be a whole vibe. If it was like dark outside,
you
I would
just roll
be a
with
vibe.
It.
Somebody
yeah,
got
yeah.
to move to Alaska and make like fake beach like resort things.
And
like,
then you
indoor
could really
spots.
Go off with like the interior lighting in yeah. the crib and the exterior. My shit would be looking like Vegas, please.
Damn.
Now, Utah's most Googled concern was postpartum depression.
Because you had a baby by your brother. And I don't know what I'm going to do.
To our listeners from Utah, we love you. And then this says, that's not surprising. Considering the CDC routinely places Utah in the top 10 states for highest birth rates.
Wow.
I can't with y'all. The most Googled concern in New Hampshire was hyperactivity. A
in
symptom
New
of right
the
of
air
ADHD.
Too fresh. So it is like, oh, it's just, I can't get out. That's what it is.
Shit, I need to go visit New Hampshire.
I'm so fascinated. It Me says too. It's a symptom of ADHD. And then this says, actually, not surprisingly, ADHD came in as a close second for the state. I'm just so, I need more info on this.
Yeah, on why? Why
like,
they
what is it about New Hampshire? Those of you listening, if you're from these states and you think you can give us more background on why, please leave us comments.
Good. Tweet Asante at Hey Asante. Everything you know.
Missouri was the only state concerned about its social media habits, apparently.
Vain, the show me state. Very vain.
Massachusetts, Oregon, Virginia, and Washington worried about full-blown internet addictions. New York, home to one of the most expensive cities in the nation, Googled financial stress more than any other term. I mean, hello.
What is internet addiction? Like, they just on their phones all day, just...
Yeah, like...
That's Kirk Franklin.
You know when I know it's bad? When I hear, like... Because I don't even have alert sounds, but I'll have, like, phantom vibrations. Does that ever happen to you?
Yes.
Or, like, phantom notifications where you look and your phone, like, is dry, but you hear it talking to you. And you're like, yeah, I need to step back from my phone. And then lastly, alcoholism was the top mental health concern.
Florida.
For, let's see if y'all can guess which states. For which three states?
Louisiana.
California.
Nope.
Florida.
Mm-mm.
Where would I drink if I
Where
lived
would
in?
I drink?
What state would I get fucked up? Tennessee.
No. Why Tennessee?
Whiskey.
Because, you know, Nashville, you know what I'm saying? Like the old Opry, it just sounds like bourbon, shit, and whiskey. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So who else? Where else?
What we got
would I
left?
Get drunk? Washington State. We've been to Seattle and we drank.
True.
Nope, it's Minnesota.
Oh, because it's cold and liquor gets you hot.
Okay, yep. New Mexico.
Because you have to cope with everything being Adobe.
You are so funny.
Adobe.
I love Adobe houses. And Wyoming.
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 Because you're sick of fucking plaid. You're sick of lumberjack. Even the motherfucker get naked and got on lumberjack drawers. You're like, God damn, dude, everything got to be black and red?
Wow,
you look like
seen.
A Connect Four game. So, yes, that's why. You're sick of all that and fleece and shearling and shit.
Jeez.
Sherpa. All that kind of
Sherpa.
Shit.
But so I'm curious, what else do you think is being, oh God, I even feel terrible asking because I know y'all going to make this go super left. Mm-hmm. But what else do you think is being Googled in your states?
People in Montana Googling chamois toothbrushes. They use chamois cloth for toothbrushes in Montana. They just you know what I'm saying? They buff their teeth.
I was thinking wig placements.
ShamWows.
The ShamWow.
Let me see what else. Let's see.
Can I just say for Atlanta, it would definitely have to be wig placements, enclosures, wow. And frontals and stuff like that.
You know, that's so interesting.
Because girls in Atlanta always make sure their hair is deal when they leave a house. But every time I watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta or one of them shows, I'd be wondering, what is going on? Has the standards changed?
It's true, though. Something about the wigs in Atlanta.
Right? You've seen it.
Of course.
You've seen the transformations,
I mean, the fact that Crystal travels to Atlanta as opposed to just getting it from someone here because it's that good.
If you lace it, they will come.
Like, what is it, Alonzo?
Yeah,
Alonzo Arnold. So dope.
Who else is in Atlanta killing shit as far as the hair game is concerned? Atlanta's a great place for hair. First of all, the Bronner brothers have created a whole hair capital empire
truly.
In Atlanta.
Yes.
Because, you know, that Bronner brothers
the hair
show is all that.
Oh, my God.
That's a big
deal.
We got
to go
there.
To the hair show one year. I wish
book
they would
us,
have
book
us.
Book us, Bronner Brothers. Okay. We'll come down for a small
would
fee.
Would you let them do stuff with your hair?
Yeah, I told you I'm going to get some Nipsey braids.
And you know I would.
But you're going to look like the Tyler Perry dude.
Not if Tokyo Styles do it. You heard.
And Shamar Moore.
Do you remember when Derek J had that hair illusion show on Oxygen back when that was a channel?
Hair illusion?
It was called Hair Battle Spectacular, and it was... Derek J and I forgot who was the other two
Where
people
is
were.
Derek J?
Somewhere looking like Ann Nesby. As long as you keep your head to the sky. Somewhere being optimistic.
Oh,
you can win.
Yelling.
Okay.
I know Carrie is screaming right now. Shout out to Carrie's Corner.
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
I mean, I know for New York, the financial stress obviously makes sense because not only is the cost of living ridiculous, but our taxes are ridiculous.
And pest control.
Pest control. I'm sure that's up there. Obviously, even like the MTA stuff that's happening.
Yes.
I told you guys that the other day, it feels like there are more cops than ever. I mean, I know that's like part of their new initiative too. I know they like paid to have more cops being down in the train stations, but it's been nuts.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing the wrong thing.
Harassing the churro ladies that don't bother anybody.
They don't even talk to you. They just nod at the damn thing. And then you nod. And you know, it's a very nonverbal exchange. They don't bother nobody.
Right.
They literally make your commute better.
Living. Yeah.
The smell of the fresh churros is something I look forward to.
Right. I told you guys that I saw a young kid that had hopped over and the cops were like hiding in the corner and they pounced on him so hard that they broke his leg. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty devastating. I've never like, you know, been standing there and witnessed that happen. So it was crazy. And we were all like yelling at the cops, like, you know, it's 275, like, you broke this kid's leg. And he's clearly young. He had a book bag and everything, probably hopping to go to school. They didn't care. They didn't even lift him up to, you know, take him to the emergency room or get him help. Leg broken, and they're just still on top of him. And the kid is like screaming at the top of his lungs.
They need to be.
I can think about that pain.
And the fact that no one cares, and it's like three grown men on top of you.
They need to be sued every time that shit happens, because the fact that you can just, A, make him miss his fucking shit just to fucking break his leg over what?
For $275. Over
what? Over what? $275, and every time we pay this shit that goes up, it's not like they're putting any of this towards the trains coming on time or more frequently or conveniently. It's like, what are we even doing? So I can understand New York and all this extra stress.
I mean, I'm, what, 37 at this point? The trains have been disgusting.
The trains have gotten worse.
You know what's funny? The other day, I feel like I mentioned it on this show too, that, you know, New York is nasty. We all know that, especially the train station. But I don't know what it is that you don't realize how nasty it is until you see tourists taking pictures of the rats. Mm-hmm. There was like these tourists on the platform across, and they were like running and laughing and
like,
taking
pictures.
Just
like the movies.
I was like, oh God, this city's so disgusting. Yep. That's embarrassing.
Yep. I'll never forget that time. Me, Jade, and shout out to Antonio Thompson.
Antonio.
We all were on the 14th Street platform. Waiting on the ACE. This is when I had first moved here and we had all gotten cool. And that dude came and he pulled his penis out.
Oh, they
and
meant the
started
rat.
Pissing on
right
the track.
Right into the track. Yep.
And it was the strongest stream
of piss
I have ever seen in my life. It looked like a fire truck water hose. Like that's how the pressure was. And what made me think about it was the turret. So me and Jade and Antonio, like, we, of course, we had busted
our laughing. I know Jade said something.
We was just couldn't believe we was cracking up. Because the guy, there was no attempt to hide it. And obviously, he was suffering from some sort of issue.
Right.
But to this day, I don't know what he had drank before he got down there.
Release.
And I tell you, that high pressure piss, I had never seen nothing like that. But you could tell that there were tourists on the platform, too, because they were screaming and running for their life. You would have thought someone had opened fire, which essentially, you know, it was that saying. But that's my tourist story.
And being that y'all are from different states, New York is really nasty,
it's
huh?
It's filthy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Filthy. My aunt came to visit. Bless her heart.
Mortified.
She was being such a trooper when we took her on the train. But she was literally, she looked like a, you know, them tchotchkes that like them little things or whatever. That's what how she was. She looked like this.
Just
she was
grossed
so,
out.
She didn't want to touch nothing on that train. And I don't blame her because it is filthy and disgusting.
You know, one thing I'm glad New York doesn't have, and y'all have them or we have them. We just don't really have them. Malls.
I mean, malls.
Like, we have a Manhattan mall on 34th Street.
Which is dirty. Like, it's dirty. It's like nothing in there, really, that I even
Nothing's
want.
Nothing's ever open.
There's nothing
he
I want.
The Manhattan mall was dirty.
It is. The Manhattan mall is dirty. Like, there's like a dinge to it.
Allegedly, before they sue us.
Listen, that compared to, look, Atlanta, Cumberland Mall, Lenox Mall, North Lake Mall.
Y'all's like, malls are not a game.
Every mall, like, clean as fuck, pristine options, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, whether it's electronics.
Prostitutes.
Prostitutes, even.
They clean
shit.
It too, yeah.
If you're just trying to go pull at the mall, you can go pull at the mall.
I wonder why that is. Why doesn't New York partake in, like, mall culture?
Or clean culture?
Because New York has always been home to, like, standalone brick and mortar stores for most of the popular, like, fashion brands and just popular brands, period.
Right.
New York has always had, you know, individual stores for those brands, and there are most brands like that. When you live in an area like the Midwest that is a part of mall culture, you can only access those brands at certain department stores mm-hmm. and shit like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York used to be notorious, and still is in a lot of ways, for, like, fashion rows. Like, I remember when I was working over on the East Side, and people would show me over, like that strip from, like, 72nd up to 86th and...
Madison Avenue.
Yeah, with all those stores over there. Ooh, like, man. They showed me that row, and I was like, people always talk about Fifth Avenue and stuff like this, mm-hmm. but, like, this is, like, one of those gyms where people go to where you don't know about fashion unless you hear somebody rap about it for the first time, like Lil' Kim on the throwback. Like, you
Madison
know what I'm saying? Avenues.
Lil' Kim said, most of these stores won't even let you whores in.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm telling you.
Damn,
so.
I wish that could be the title of the episode. Right. The bad thing about New York being so dirty, too, is... because, like, the people that are born here and live here are so used to being so dirty, so they, like, easily contribute to it. Like, mm-hmm. how many times have you walked past someone and they just threw a wrapper on the floor?
Right. Nah, don't give a fuck. Or right onto the train
or
track.
Or eating the pizza and then throw the plate.
Yeah. Or in the crust.
In the crust. Or today, when I was in the Uber, the three guys, it was kind of funny. It was like the cars back to back all opened their car doors to throw out something.
Wow.
In a matter of like a 2-minute span. I don't know if they did it because they saw the other car do it, but it was just like, New York is so disgusting.
Wow.
And the habits of the people who live here. I get crazy when I see people throwing garbage on the floor.
It's just like in Little Shop of Horrors. Remember when they threw that food out the damn window? Uptown, where the food is slop. And they threw that pot of food out the damn window. It's just like that in real life.
But lastly, my question was, what else do you think is being Googled and searched in your cities? Or do it to the cities, because we did state. So you want to do Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta was the wigs. I mean,
right.
I mean, honestly, wigs, that should be a national thing, because, you know, that could be, you know, parts of California.
I mean, that's the thing right now.
New York, you know, the weed games be on. What other things are they Googling in Atlanta?
Like, I lived there for 2 years. I'm like, let me see what I could tap in.
I mean, you know, everybody, you know, Tyler Perry didn't open the studio, so everybody's trying to be into the entertainment industry, whether they acting or managing or something.
Where can they get studio hours for sure?
It's always been a good business hub. Georgia State University became really big on, they were always big on diversity, but they became really big on business as well. So, you know, definitely a lot of business opportunities out there. People in Atlanta, like, are, like, affluent.
Right, and just the, like, music scene is dope.
I feel like it's harder for people in cities like New York because there have been, like, you know, families on families that have done their shit. But, like, in places like parts of Michigan, I'm sure you have, like, affluent black people. So, like, all over Georgia, I'm sure there are black people just growing their shit. Which is going to take me to a random tangent.
What?
Love and Marriage, Huntsville. Is it Huntsville?
Mm-hmm.
I just love the fact, because we're talking about, well, because I'm talking about, like, black people and Googling, like, you know, good business stuff. I just love the fact that there are, like, black people that have really dope business, like, minds and mindsets and what they want to do, and they want to give back to their community and their culture. And I feel like that's something that I just wanted to highlight really quickly, because that's just something I like. And that's what I think about when I think about Atlanta and how, like, Tyler Perry's made his empire out there. So I think about the families on Love and Huntsville, like, giving back to their communities and making their empires, and they have their kids and stuff. So, yeah.
People in Chicago Googling shape-ups because they may have got a fade. Remember when they had them clippers on the TV when she was doing that TV interview and that nigga was like...
All I'm thinking about is the teachers that you shouted out.
Fuck Lori Lightfoot and all that shit. They had okay. Picket signs. And they wrote into the show. Like, congratulations. You know, a shout-out to you shouting out to Chicago teachers. Thought that was funny. Let me see what other cities. What
did y'all see that video that went viral, speaking to teachers? The teacher that beat the students and punched her in the face. Was that D.C.?
That teacher was whooping the girl's ass. Do you hear me?
Was that D.C.?
I don't know where it was. It must have been WWE if we doing letters, because the way she was swinging.
You didn't see it?
No.
Hitting Yo. Hard. No. I'm talking about whooped. I can't watch that videos ass. Like
the this. The girl bumped the teacher when she was walking past her, and the teacher just like snuffed her. Like
beat her ass.
I Damn. Mean, beat her. It was like, whoa. Clearly it was built up. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know, but I'm assuming.
You could see how steel the teacher's face was when she was before the attack. Well, I shouldn't say attack because I mean she clearly was chilling, you know.
The last video that I saw, face. The last video I saw was that Popeyes incident where the lady got her body slammed in Popeyes.
Oh my god,
that shit was crazy.
And how I
was
do y'all like, feel about that?
They wore her ass. I, you know she I was in there that. Calling them niggas and shit before like that happened.
I watched it on mute and I felt that video.
Did you hear what was happening?
No, I just watched
the whole.
No,
point.
No, I read what was going on. I know what was happening.
So did you hear her say it?
I didn't listen to it.
That makes it you when you hear that and then you see that like it makes it.
But
it
it's sad it because when you see, like, I don't know how accurate it is. It's just I saw like people tweeting about it, but they were saying that she's gonna sue Popeyes for like $20 million. I don't know if that's accurate. I'd have to Google that. But and then he's gonna do time because she broke. Apparently, she broke a rib. Her arm, her hip, her legs. Like, she is...
Every piece of chicken she ordered broke on her body. The leg broke. The thigh broke. The breast broke.
God.
You seen her arms jiggling when they body slammed her ass. So the wang broke.
Yo, but the way he body slammed her.
Wore her ass out.
Oh, my God.
That was nuts.
And they was whooping her it. Ass first before she got body slammed. Did you see the it. Other lady hitting her before?
Yes,
they
I
was they
it.
Were fighting her out of the restaurant. And so, why is this funny to me?
It's not.
They was tearing her up. And I think it's funny to me because...
I wish I could see how he held his chest. I think it's funny to me because...
I mean, like, she went down, down, baby, your street in a range. Like, I'm talking about the way yeah. she hit that impact. Like, that clip
it was
of
awful.
Anna Navarro from The View. The power that had. The strength that they had.
But it sucks because now she gets to be the victim.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she still felt that pavement. And this is one of them cases where...
But now he's going to do time.
And the thing that's going to keep him steady to the cross while he's in jail... is the fact that no matter how much time he does, no matter how long it takes him to get out, she called them what she called them, and she still felt that pavement. No matter what they, no matter what she do, no matter how much time he do, no matter how much she sue, how much money she get, cool. Low-key deserve it because no. It happened.
Oh
but
God.
No matter what you do, you will never forget the way you ran your mouth and what happened next. You'll never forget it. And you had to find solace in
my
that
word.
And her son is like a sheriff or something, like a police officer,
oh,
which made me anxious for the kid's family. You know how the shit be going down.
Fucking with him. Yeah, we know how the shit go down, starting with her ass.
How mad you said every piece of chicken she
every piece of chicken she ordered broke on her body. The leg.
That's the title of the episode. Every piece of chicken she ordered.
Oh no.
I didn't even know it was a chicken shoulder. But let me tell you something about her.
Jeez.
Okay. Broke. Okay.
Jeez Louise.
I just feel bad. I feel bad.
That was
for everybody involved.
I feel bad for him because I just hate that his emotions obviously you know, rightfully so. I'm not saying that it shouldn't have got the best of him and he kind of saw black. He blacked out. But I just hate that now, you know.
Like, I wish she got a black judge and she was like, I'll just give you a fine.
Somebody was trying to start a GoFundMe for him to, like, bail him out. But I don't know. I haven't heard any information on how much time he'll
You know,
have
white
to do.
People always start one out of petty and then they raise too damn much money for no fucking reason.
Yeah. All I could hear was that Onyx song. Slam! Da-da-da! Da-da-da! Let the boys be boys! Slam! That's all I heard every time I saw the video.
Oh, my God.
It was like a human TikTok moment for me every time
God.
I saw the video.
No.
All I heard was slam. Or that other song. I guess we're doing the music, man, now. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
So on that note, I think it's a good way to end the hot button.
Like
so
the body slam was a good way to end that conference. I'm sorry.
So if you would like to check out the graphic and see what your state is Googling and just get more insight. Even though I like now I'm like so into this. I want more background info on why people are Googling these things in particular. So those of you listening, like I said earlier, if you have any insight, let us know.
If you're one of the ones that's Googling.
Right. Tell us why. So the
tell us why you're Googling.
The website where I got the graphic from was termlifetogo.com. That's term life and then the number 2go.com. Thank you to them for emailing me. That was actually pretty cool. Like I said, I get a lot of charts and data, but that one, I was like, wait a minute, we should talk about this because I was curious if you guys could guess what your state was looking for. So that's it.
Y'all need to get y'all some VPNs.
Some VPN. Oh, yeah, right.
What kind of nurse is that? That's a butt nurse. Not a professional butt nurse.
If you use the internet, you need to get you a virtual private network.
Oh, VPN. I thought you said VPN.
I don't think I ever knew what it actually stood for. Virtual private network.
If you're trying to, you know, if you
incognito,
yes,
private mode,
simulated sex.
What?
No. Virtual private network.
They trying to
not private
CGI sex.
Look, my searches come up in different states. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't like to be tracked.
I see what you're
saying. You know what? I've always been nosy on the internet. Like, you know, since the internet started to come into fruition, like, I remember being young. I hope I don't get sued for anything I'm about to say next.
Allegedly. Say allegedly.
Allegedly. I remember dreaming when I was younger about how I used to take the AOL disk and try to crack the payment thing. Because, you know, you get them hours for free, and then you had to pay after that. It would lock up.
But it was like 500 hours.
And they kept sending them like every week.
Yeah, but then you had to sign up with a new email every time. So I just cracked it after like the third time.
Okay, hacker. Mr. Robot.
I just always
fake name.
Okay, well, you know, that was
that was like the Columbia House of our time.
Yeah,
back in the day, people would do those CD clubs and like you get one in your grandmama name.
Yes.
And don't even when your grandmama, you just pick a name and you can get
and
all
then they would always come. Yeah, they would always come at different sales too. So there would be like a penny and then it was like, oh, they would get a little expensive. So then 10 right. cents
25
for one.
Cents.
Right. I was like, oh my God. But it was still always all these CDs for like nothing.
And speaking of the internet, did you see that the likes are being removed this week on Instagram?
Oh, amen.
Everybody was talking about it.
I think it's the most stupid thing I've ever heard in my life. Yes. And if you need the likes removed from Instagram to feel good about yourself, it's time to really do some self-work.
I mean, fair.
For real, for real.
But I think of the younger kids.
Mm-hmm. Especially the younger kids, because I blame E2 Mama Tambien, okay? Because your mama should have been instilling in you some sort of value and self-worth.
Outside of the digital space. And
helping you to understand the purpose and the place of social media in your life. That's not something that builds your self-worth, and it's not a measurement of who you are and your value. And the fact that you lazy motherfucking parents have allowed, you know, created these miscreants who are, you know, just using this data to harm other people, fuck you, because it affects other people. Mm-hmm. That ain't got nothing to do with that shit. And it's so dumb and stupid to me. I hate it.
You know, funny enough, Nicki Minaj brought up an interesting point. That was kind of a blind spot for me. So I was like, oh, that's a good perspective. Because, you know, I was viewing it from the mental health perspective of like, oh, that'll be good. Because I see it both ways. Yeah. I do agree that...
they mamas ain't shit. Say it. It's okay.
If the internet is affecting you and you're having issues with self-worth and self-esteem and validation, then that's definitely some inner work that needs to be done before any of that, those changes will even affect you in any way. But I also like the idea that it's being removed because it doesn't matter. It's like, who cares how many likes? Like, post what you want. I think it's a nice element. But Nicki Minaj did bring up the fact that we know Facebook and Instagram don't give a fuck about nobody's mental health.
Right.
There's nothing they do is for the community. Right. Like, ever. Everything is a business decision. And I was like, you know what? That's so true. Mm-hmm. I was thinking more community-based, but who are we talking about here? Mark Zuckerberg? Like, you think he really cares that the kids have low self-esteem off of a system that he created himself, you know?
I don't even know what's going on with his company. You saw how they wore his ass out at the hearing.
Right, AOC. So I do wonder how it's going to, like, I wonder what the effects are going to be once it's removed.
I saw someone had screenshotted what it looked like on their feed.
Oh, because
after the likes were removed.
Oh, wow.
And it said liked by such and such and thousands others.
Mm, okay.
So the word thousands was there as opposed to an actual number running, you know, count of how many likes you have.
Right.
So either way, you still.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious on a few different levels. I'm curious what they will create that will make us have to pay in some way. You know, like how you have to pay to promote your posts mm-hmm. for more of your following to be able to have access to it. Because right now, I think I read like only like 15% of your followers actually see your posts. And then the rest of them, you have to pay for them to have access to it, which sucks because you work so hard to build these followings over the years. And then some of them can't even see what you're posting. And it's true because there's some people I follow that I feel like I never see on my feed.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to their page physically to see their new post.
They're messing around with such and such. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be so behind, mm-hmm. you know, on some people's lives. So I'm curious on that effect. Like, what are they going to create that's going to make us have to pay for this financially? And then I'm also curious on the business side for us as creatives, content creators, and as influencers. Like, I make money off of Instagram, you know, so I'm curious how that's going to affect us in terms of our relationships with brands. Yeah, I'm curious. I don't know. It might not have an effect. It might won't know till we get there. Mm. And actually, speaking of brands, by the time you guys are listening to this, I'm going to have a campaign that's going to go up on my Instagram with Marmo, which is a beautiful heritage brand. They have a new parka collection that's coming out in the fall of 2020. And so I modeled some of their lookbooks. Shout out to
For
Nico.
Marmo?
I did.
Yes.
And that's going to be, that's why I'm so tired because it's been a lot of work.
Can you give me a discount? You did a Marmo campaign?
I did. And it's beautiful. I have to shout out Nico Cartel. He's an incredible photographer. And we rocked that shoot. So proud. That was my first time working with him. I'd been wanting to work with him for a while. And we rocked it. The pictures are so cute. I cannot wait to post them tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited.
And it's like an iconic
heritage brand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Friend.
And I did a good job. Styling it, and just when they sent me the coat, I was like, wow, how do you rock a big blue coat in a way that'll be, you know, cute? So all that to say, while we still have our likes
right
and getting our checks, support that if you go on my Instagram. That's Instagram/HeyFriendHey. Those of you listening to this closer to the afternoon, because that's when I have to make it go live, you will see the images. Show love if you feel them. And just want to throw that out there because I'm very excited. Yeah. It's a very good shoot. You know,
that's
you have
so
to
cute.
Love
like,
good
yes,
shoots. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Congratulations, friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
This winter, trade cold commutes to the gym for live total body training in your home with the Peloton Tread. With classes and training programs like running, strength, cardio, walking, and more, you can always find new ways to challenge yourself. I want to give a shout out to the Christopher Street location. Special shout out to Opal Rose because that name is so dope. I'll never forget it. But they were just very, very generous in how they explained the equipment to me and how they walked me through it. It's a dope bike. I mean, they also do the dope treadmill. The treadmill is very, very dope. I think it's dope that they do these classes and the trainers are always different. Always something new. We love variety, especially in fitness. So this is not another treadmill. The New York Times says the Peloton treadmill is like having a personal trainer come to your house whenever you'd like, and it is. Its shock-absorbing slat belt and responsive speed and incline knobs allow for weightless running and can up your pace or elevation without breaking your stride. Plus, the 32-inch HD touchscreen and powerful built-in soundbar create the most immersive, captivating workout experience. Better yet, the depth of breadth of class offerings means you never have to repeat the same workout, unless you want to. Discover the immersive and challenging total body training you can get from Peloton Tread. Peloton is offering listeners a limited time offer. Go to onepeloton.com. Use the code FRIENDZONE to get $100 off accessories with the purchase of a tread.
The idea of your phone falling and breaking is absolutely terrifying, and I know because it's happened to me. See, I don't have to talk about how I would feel if my phone was damaged because my phone has been damaged. Mm. Now it's good, so it's kind of like damaged goods. Anyway,
oh my God.
With all these hardcore protective cases out there, it feels like to keep your phone safe, you have to sacrifice style. But not with a phone case from Casetify. Casetify lets you live the best of both worlds, which you know I love doing. Military-grade drop protection and a stylish phone case that you'll actually want to show off. These are not the bulky phone cases that turn your phone into an ugly brick, like the weather. Casetify cases are as sleek and chic, le freak, as your phone, with thousands of designs to choose from. Casetify has done collabs with artists and designers, and they have collections with everyone from Sarah Jessica Parker to Pokemon to the Rolling Stones.
Oh my God.
You can create custom cases with your favorite colors and text, which is super cool. And they really do protect your phone. Casetify cases will keep your phone safe through drops of more than 6 feet. So go to casetify.com/friendzone today to get 20% off your new favorite phone case. That's casetify.com/friendzone for 20% off your Casetify purchase. Casetify.
And then now let's move into the wellness segment, shall we?
Yes, get your pillows out.
Bring in the wind chimes. So let's talk about vitamin D.
Hey!
I got what you want. Get down on your knees.
So I have to shout out 1JKing21 on...
Ain't that who wrote that DL book? That was on Oprah back in the day.
No, this is one of our listeners.
What was his name? Wasn't it J. King?
I don't know who you're talking
about. King, I think it was. The old school listeners know who I'm talking about. Not to this show, but people who are our old school that happen to be... Go on. Go ahead.
So... Oh, I can't even read his name again. 1JKing21 on Twitter said, shout out to Friendzone Pod and Hey Frame for always referring amazing products or organic, a true game changer. Y'all, look at his kitchen. He has every Aura organic product that is sold. Look at that.
Oh, snap.
Which I thought, and that inspired me because I was looking.
He got money.
Legit, though. I counted. Hey, J-Bank. So, I'm just kidding. So, he has like 5 or 6 products on here. And I zoomed in because I was like, oh, let me see what he's using. And I realized that he was using the vitamin D that I had mentioned a few months back when I was discussing organics, and I was like, oh, I never did a wellness segment on what the effects have been since I started using
now
it.
Now was the perfect time.
Perfect timing. Thank you to J-Bank because he just tweeted that a couple of days ago, and I was like, that's the wellness segment for the week. So first of all, the interesting thing about vitamin D is that it's not a vitamin.
Exactly.
So I don't know what...
What is it? Hit it, Ayanla.
A penis!
Wow.
Not young, but
wow.
Vitamins, right, are essential nutrients that our bodies are incapable of producing on their own.
Palms to the sky.
So they must be obtained.
Good luck, friend.
I
hear you.
I'm going to get through this.
Trying.
So vitamins must be obtained through our diets. Salmon, mushrooms, OJ, you've heard it all, some dairy products, and supplements like the vitamin D capsules or organic cells. So do you have any idea what vitamin D actually is, if it's not a vitamin?
The sun.
Very good, Asante. I love how you said it. The sun.
I remembered that.
The thing is that more than 40% of American adults have a vitamin D deficiency, which is a lot of people, 40%. I can imagine, especially being in New York, I don't really go outside a lot. I'm not really getting a lot of sun. And the way, like Asante said, that you get vitamin D, that's not a vitamin, is that it's produced in our skin as a response to sun exposure.
As a response.
So our sun uses the, the UV rays.
That's S-O-N.
Well...
So according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine,
yes,
Vitamin D insufficiency is more prevalent, ready, amongst African Americans.
Hey. All the rumors are true. All the rumors are true.
And can you guess why? Why do we have more of a deficiency than anyone else when it comes to vitamin D?
Because we got more melanin.
Right, but why? Why would melanin stop it? You said our diet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You think our diet is what's causing the deficiency?
Yeah, because we eat stuff that sucks all that shit out of our skin. I think that's what it is.
I mean, fair enough. I saw journals on that too. Asante, you mentioned our pigmentation.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is primarily due to the fact that pigmentation reduces vitamin D production in the skin. So I was reading journals that the darker you are, the less vitamin D your body produces.
I want to give a shout out to
Isn't that interesting?
Mr. Nichols.
Your teacher?
Yeah,
oh, that's sweet.
Grade, fourth grade.
For teaching that. I wish my teachers had taught me that. According to BiomedCentral.com, studies show that these low measures of vitamin D correlate to increased risk of fractures and bone loss in white people, right? But for some reason, the low measures of vitamin D, like our deficiencies in black people, there's no correlation to our skeletal health.
That's why they want us.
So I find that so interesting that even though we both have the deficiencies, or when we do, not that we both have them, but when we do, their white people's tend to be affected through bone loss and like bone density disorders. With us, however, I was reading journals, it's not skeletal, but vitamin D also controls things like diabetes,
mm-hmm.
like Dustin was mentioning, a lot of more health related, and there's tons of journals tying it to depression as well.
Mm-hmm.
Have you felt that not being outside has affected you in any way? Like, can you see it yourself or no?
You know what? When I first,
especially because you're a gamer.
I was going to say, well, outside of that, when I first moved to New York, I remember just even the way it gets dark early and how different it is seasonally.
Ugh.
And how it makes you actually want to stay in the house. Like, I'm one of those people, my mom used to always be like, you need to sit your ass down, stay in the house. Like, I was always out and about.
Yeah.
But like in New York, when it would get like dark early, like how it gets now, I just was like, oh no, you're not going to find me. Like, I have to burrow. I have to just go deep down into the darkness because it's dark out.
Why are you talking like B. Simone?
I said, oh no.
You're not gonna find me.
I hate that so much.
I hate it so much.
Everyone's talking like that now. But it's true because once the daylight savings hit a couple of weeks ago and mm-hmm. it started getting dark at like 5, mm-hmm. I swear it could be mental or whatever at this point, but I immediately felt like
your bones was giving out on you.
No, but
I
immediately just felt like, ugh, like I felt fatigued and tired. And it's like, it's harder, I think, to motivate. And especially a lot of us have so many things to do on a daily basis. If you have to leave, like now, you know, most of us have been running around all day. And then we had to come to the studio at this time. And then it's dark out. And then now it's cold. Mm-hmm. All those factors make it harder to stay disciplined. And you know how many times I've canceled my training sessions with my trainer because it's so early in the morning and it's cold and I'm under the comforter. Mm-hmm. You know, like it starts messing with a lot of your discipline.
I knew seasonal affective disorder was a real thing when I moved to New York in October. And I remember it was right when everything was like fine for a period and then it got dark and it was just always dark. And I was just like, this is killing me. Like, there's something different about this. And I remember someone was just like,
it's harsh.
They were like, just take some vitamin D supplements, some fish oil or something. You'll be fine.
Right. Cod liver oil.
And I was doing that for a while. And I was like,
I hate cod liver oil.
My grandma used to make me drink. Yeah. Right. Same.
Fuck cod liver oil.
She felt that solved everything.
Ugh.
But I was reading that researchers believe that vitamin D is important to brain function, mm-hmm. right? So insufficient nutrient levels play a role, or I should say may play a role, because there was no definitive response in depression and other mental illnesses. Apparently, the identified vitamin D receptors in the same areas of the brain that were associated with depression were also associated with vitamin D deficiencies.
Mm.
So every time they would work with someone that was suffering from depression, they would also notice the vitamin D was low.
So is that where the saying came from when people be like, he needs some milk?
Probably.
That's where it came from.
Funny enough, that's probably what it is.
Think about it.
I'm laughing because I'm like, oh my God, that's right.
Don't it?
Because it also.
Look y'all up.
Yo, that's so funny, right?
You're average. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Look at our grandparents knowing. No, it's true because it regulates the calcium in our body that sends. So the way that, you're making me laugh, the way that we work with the UV, right, with the sun rays, is that it creates this like synthesis in our cells with the cholesterol, the membrane, right? And that is what turns into vitamin D. So once it hits the gut area, the cells in the gut area, what the vitamin D does, it starts like, it's like the boss of that. It has a lot of jobs in the body. And it starts telling the cells in the gut area, hey, it's time to produce more calcium. And that's what sends the message to your bones to get healthier. So if there's a deficiency, that's why they're mentioning like bone loss. I know my mom is actually dealing with that now. She's having a lot of bone density problems. So it's just curious how it affects different people. But these journals are really confusing. Like I was trying to get some definitive answers and it just seemed like a lot of it is still up in the air. The main thing they were saying, though, is you need vitamin D. Like, no matter what, most people.
Y'all remember that song?
No, I don't.
Yes, I do remember that song.
So I'm like, how do you continue from that? So for me, I just want people to look into more of the articles about vitamin D deficiency with African Americans and how it affects us. There were a lot of journals about cancer. Since we have like more cancer deaths and illnesses amongst our families with African American women, especially in breast cancer, so many journals are bringing up vitamin D deficiencies. Like I said, it's always tricky because it's not like conclusive, but you know what I think. I'm like, while they figure it out, in the meantime, if you can
I'm gonna be eating my cheese.
Right. If you can give your body those supplements,
get as much vitamin D as you can.
And okay. The truth is, you also don't want to go overboard because
you don't want to be a hoe.
You don't want to go overboard because you still want to do your research and make sure that you're taking the amount right. That's healthy for your body, because you can actually create more problems if it's, you know, if your body's producing more than it's needed. You can actually create more bottoms for your more bottoms. Oh my God.
Woo!
More problems for your skeletal health.
Oh, man.
You know, your bones can get soft. Isn't that like, I mean, I was reading about getting, I was like, oh my.
You mean I gotta turn my bones on too?
So that's just something I wanted to throw out there. I think it's an important conversation. I always think about that because I'm, during the summertime, one of the biggest things that I add to my regimen is just going for longer walks, just getting more oxygen. Do you ever feel that in your body? I'm always like, I need more oxygen.
Yes.
Like, I need to breathe more. I'm always indoors. We live in these apartments like sardines in New York City. Then you go to the train station. You know, you're just always enclosed in unhealthy, like, non-ventilated areas. And there's always this feeling. I think that's why I always feel so called to be in nature more. I just wish we had nicer nature places.
Yes. You don't have to start taking weekend trips to New Hampshire. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I need that
Google
air.
Search.
You ever seen when people would like put air in jars or whatever?
And like, oh my God, I've like, seen that. And they sell it on eBay.
I guess that's why they would do it in New Hampshire if they're acting like that.
I mean, I get it. But very quickly, I just want to mention the multiple roles that vitamin D has, like the benefits. Obviously, healthy bones and teeth. I feel like that's the biggest one we learned in school. It also supports your immune system. So if you find yourself, oh, you know, especially with the flights that we take, people are always sneezing and coughing on those flights. People, I feel like the sickest people are always at the airport. Everyone always feels a little bit like queasy when you're coming off of flights. It's important, especially for people with heavy travel schedules like us, to support our immune system so that we can combat all the bacteria that's floating in the air. So it supports your immune, like I mentioned, your brain health, which is why the deficiencies were correlated with depression and other mental health illnesses. Your nervous system health. We always crack jokes about people that sit in Ubers with black ice. I always wonder what's wrong with your nervous system that you can do that, as well as the chirping alarm in your house that's been chirping for years and you didn't realize you just have to change the battery and it won't chirp anymore. These are all things that I get very worried about. Like, why are you okay with that? So maybe you need some vitamin D, just something to consider. It also regulates your insulin levels, supporting diabetes management. I feel like that's a big one in our community. Huge. Lung function, cardiovascular health, even the expression of genes involved in cancer development. That's a big one. You guys, I definitely want people to look into that more. So I've found tons of articles on medical news today, healthline.com, Live Science, and then, of course, Aura.organic, which is where I get my vitamin D capsules. I definitely want you guys to check it out. They have one that's called Soul Food, which I love because it's soul, like the sun.
Oh.
But also the soul.
Yeah.
Nice play on words.
Yes.
I love it. It's actually vegan. It's the first ever vegan, organic, sustainable, and plant-based vitamin D tablet made from lichens, which is a plant, which I think is really cool. Uh-huh. And you get a vegan vitamin D3 source. It's unflavored with no fillers. It says each serving contains vegan vitamin D3 and includes organic sunflower to enhance absorption. Apparently, most of the vitamin D capsules that are sold out in the market come from sheep's wool.
Turn of events.
Yeah, they're made from the grease secreted from the sheep's wool. Which
wow.
is so right? I was like, oh wow. That's interesting. I wonder how they figured
process.
That one out. But Aura Organic figured out how to get that instead from a unique plant species.
Thank God, because that shit sounds nasty.
From fungus and algae. So I think that's cool. No greasiness, just soul food. That's their tagline. And it comes in small tablets. I love that it's just no artificial ingredients or fillers.
Vegan sun.
Vegan
I don't
like sun.
No pork in my sun.
So if anyone's curious, definitely do your research on the benefits of vitamin D, especially as African Americans, especially for those with for darker skin where you're not producing it on, you know, as in abundance as everyone else. Something to study and look at. And then check out Aura.organic. That's Aura.organic if you are interested in testing out the capsules that I've been using. I will say I've been sleeping really well.
Yeah.
If there's anything that I can say has changed since I've been using it, has been that my sleep just feels deeper and healthier. I'm someone that goes to sleep early anyways. Mm. But I've just been feeling like it's just like a better quality sleep. And then I'm working out, right, working out with my trainer. I just feel like my lung health feels better. Like I can breathe more, like more lung capacity, especially when you're on the row machine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And cardio, that's when you really put yourself to the test and see like what cardiovascular health, where am I at? And I feel like these vitamin D supplements have definitely helped with that as well. So something to consider. And I'm getting older. And, you know, we do a lot of creative content on a weekly basis. My brain needs all the help and boost that it can have, that it can get. And then obviously with our travel schedules, like I mentioned, it's nice to have a little bit of a boost in my immune system just so I don't get sick around all the sickly people.
We have a lot in common, friend. Our travel schedules.
Whew.
And just like the Dixie, like you said, and like the Dixie chick said, I'm getting older too.
Don't remind me.
Why the heart hold?
So, wanted to plant that seed, something to research, just a wellness topic to cover. And that's it for this week's wellness segment. Asante, what you got for us today, Mr. Music Man?
Well, a lot is happening in music, but I want to comprise some things for you since next week we'll be doing a musical episode. So if you have some listens lately, you're more than welcome to share. Outside of that, I would like to go on ahead and maybe just segue this into TV land. But let's see what you have been listening to.
What the hell are you talking about? You still going to talk music. Fuck that. I don't give a damn.
Wait, so you're bypassing?
Well, because I wanted to talk about the award show, but you was there, so we was going to segue into TV land by talking about the awards.
Oh, so y'all will mesh Music Man and TV?
Well, I'm going for
I don't believe in it. I don't like it. I don't believe in it.
You don't have a choice.
Now you doing it.
What you been listening to lately, Dustin?
I have been on a Patrick kick lately, believe it or okay. not. I was watching a YouTube video review of the Soul Train Awards by a hilarious YouTuber named James Caldwell, a.k.a. Spill It Boy.
And Spill It Boy.
He was saying that one of the artists who had performed reminded him, in his words, of a broke-down-ass Patrick. That's what he said. Well, when he said it, it jogged. I was like, Patrick, because I used to love Patrick. Yeah. Me and my brother love Patrick.
I'm on a romantic call.
Hey, I'm talking to my baby
down on the yard.
Mm-hmm. What about, I got a real man problem. Ooh. Hey, okay. But I was listening to Scent of Attraction, because y'all know we're
Aaron Hall man, damn.
Here.
You just took
him and
me
Patrick
back.
Wore that out. So Scent of Attraction by Patrick is what I have been listening to or whatever.
Sweet. All right,
y'all heard. Get y'all that Patra. Yeah.
But there's a couple other things. There's cool. things that tell, I've been listening to this listening week because to. A whole lot of shit came out. on the Queen and Slim soundtrack, I want to give a huge moment of recognition to Guarding the Gates, which is the track that Lauryn Hill added to the soundtrack.
Oh, I didn't see.
I'm telling y'all.
Yes.
Lauryn is in her bag on this. Yes. She sounds great.
That it's whole passionate. Soundtrack was...
Oh, my God. It's brilliant.
Remember when we were watching at the screening, I was... Mm-hmm. Lena was sitting behind me, so I couldn't Shazam anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was frightened in my hand. I was like, what is this song?
Because okay. it was incredible. Yes. But the lyrics and everything, it's just... It's a song that grows on you the more and more you listen to it. I just think it's incredible. So I've definitely been enjoying that song. And then Tory Lanez, Chicks Tape 5.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Everything from the cover art with Ashanti looking beautiful to the song that he featured her on called A Fool's Tale. Ashanti still got it. She does because she slid on A Fool's Tale.
I gotta for real.
It's incredible. Like her verse... Incredible.
And Maya's on it. Asante
sounding
was,
good too.
Yeah, Asante was playing it
Everybody
before we
that
started
sampled,
recording.
He had on the project.
I love that.
Yeah,
I think that's cool.
Something we need more of.
The only other thing I wanted to bring up because a whole lot of stuff came out.
A lot of stuff came out.
Partisan Fontaine's album is incredible.
Yeah, really good.
Have y'all enjoyed it?
Yes.
Of course.
I have been fucking jamming.
He's a shit.
The song with Offset is probably my favorite. Take It Down because just that beat. I love Southside. I love the opening track, Not There Yet. Mm. Mm-hmm. I like that, you know, anthemic production. Mm-hmm. I love Too Late, the song with Jadakiss. I've really been enjoying that project.
Yes, Life of the Party.
And I also want to give a quick shout out to AJ Harris, who is a really adorable model. If you go on Instagram, you can see the profile. But he told me about this song called Inside, the letter N and then the word side by Steve Lacy. And it's incredible. So shout out to AJ Harrison. Thanks for the recommendation.
That's All it. Right. What about you, friend? What have you been listening to lately?
So I've been listening to a lot, but I'm going to dedicate my listens lately to Lewis York.
Yes.
Because, first of all, because I love them. But I cannot stop playing Velvet.
Oh, my God.
And y'all know that's been my favorite since the listening session, but mm-hmm. it just hit a little bit different this week. Mm-hmm. Claude's so funny. I text him. I was like, dude, I can't stop playing Velvet. And he wrote back, you're nasty. You can hear him, right? So I wanted to play a clip in honor of my brothers. This is Velvet off of Lewis York's American Griot.
It's not often that I lose my cool. Keeping my composure, that's my number one rule. But I got a message today saying, baby, baby, I miss you. Attached for the picture, unnude. The next thing you said was, baby, tonight I want you to take me out. Take me out along for the city. And your lips were red.
I was ready for it, honestly.
Isn't it?
That hit a little different this week,
it
huh, friend?
Hit a little, a little different. So,
lots of changes, huh? Ch-ch-changes.
I'm dead. Why does someone, because remember I was talking about my makeout session. Somebody was like, was it Jesse Boykins? I'm like, y'all, wow. Stop trying to guess who it was. Because you're not going
was it
to.
D-Smoke?
It's no, no one. Oh, God.
I'm just playing on this point.
They've been tagging me so much so under hard. Everything that man does. Y'all going to make me look crazy out wow. here. He can't wow. post anything.
I saw him this weekend.
How was it?
He was incredibly. He performed incredibly.
Yeah.
we'll segue there in just a matter
we ain't
of a moment.
Yet. But did you no, have it wasn't else? Jesse. That's all I wanted to say.
But did you have anybody else you wanted to shout out? I know that was who you played, but anybody else you just randomly been listening to?
I know y'all are gonna be over me because it feels like I talk about her every week. But Alex Isley. She dropped an EP.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Oh, let me go ahead.
It's called
Pick It Up.
Okay.
It's called Wilton. And like I mentioned last time, it's with Jack Dine. I guess he's on production. And the song that just hit me so hard, it's a wonderful EP from beginning to end. Like, there's no song better than the other, but this one just hit a little different. And it's called Wait.
The anticipation. I've been here before, somehow it now. In a situation, holding on to everything you do. Take the time that you need, fill the space in between. Sitting impatiently now, I can hardly wait, 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 wait. Don't know how long I'll wait.
That's me on background score.
Yo, tell me that song is not just like.
Tell me that song ain't what y'all was playing.
Wait.
I've been waiting. You done told the whole story without telling the story, so I just want you to know I was reading it.
So those are my two. Velvet and
I
Wait.
Bet they are.
Alex Isley is just so good.
Dope as
that
fuck.
That voice, man. Like,
and that production. That vocal production.
Ugh. Shout out to you and Jack Dine. Y'all killed that. I know I'm going to have that project on repeat for a while.
I already saved all five songs.
It's
is
perfect.
Jack Dine's last name Dine, or is it like down in Houston speak?
Dine.
Like down in Houston?
No.
Like Dine.
Like dining in.
Jack Dine.
Okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
Right. For the people that's going to be looking for is Jack Dine and Alex Isley, Wilton,
the EP. I
don't
want y'all Googling that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. It's going up somewhere. Shit. I've been listening to a lot of stuff. I'll just shout out a couple of people. I didn't want to play anything because there's just so many projects that I liked and I couldn't pick songs. Like Quinn, she dropped her project Lucid.
Oh, snap.
Right. You know, people that drop like a lot of... Because I was trying to figure out which song to play, but... Because she's... Is she with Black? I don't know if they're together, but they're a thing. But
are they? Oh, I don't know.
Well, they have
Black with the Six.
Yeah. So they have. He has two songs on here with her.
Okay.
But yeah, Quinn dropped her project Lucid.
That really tickled me. Okay.
Wait. Now I feel like I have to play a snippet of one of the songs just so you can hear it. Just so you know who.
Analyze it.
So, have you heard? You've heard of Quinn. You know who she is.
Of course.
So, her and Black, they have that song "Mushroom Chocolate," which is one of the songs on here. But it's seven tracks. It's Mushroom Chocolate, and Black is
on. They have a video for Mushroom Chocolate.
They do.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video?
I feel like I saw it on my timeline, so I know it exists, but I didn't press play yet.
They both look bomb. You know, Black got the toes out. Quinn got the booty out. Like, okay. You know, it's a nice video. But I love Quinn. I love everything about her voice. I'm gonna play the video she put out was for the song Mushroom Chocolate, which has been out for a minute, but it's a great song. Like, it just sounds really good. I feel like I might have talked about it on here before, maybe, but here we go again. Shit, this is a Mushroom Chocolate.
Nasty.
And you know, it was about to get to that little part two where it was just a snap. So check out Quinn.
I'm sold.
That's Mushroom Chocolate.
If you get to the little part, you better get on. Get out of there.
We're done talking about vitamin D.
We done doing anything.
Quinn dropped the project Lucid. That was Mushroom Chocolate.
So it's an EP or album?
It's an EP, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Check it out.
So much to listen to this
week. So much to listen to. That's why I was like, I don't want to play a bunch of stuff because there's a lot of stuff that's come out. Rocky Fresh, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's an artist out of Chicago. I heard of him. He was on one of Toby Lou's projects, so I found out he had a project out.
Because you like Toby Lou.
Because I love Toby Lou. Shout out to Toby Lou, who also has the plushie. It's a limited edition Buff Baby plushie in Urban Outfitters. Go to your nearest one to see if you can get one. That's so random. I just love that. Anyway, Rocky Fresh, he has a song, or he's got a project out, and it's called Destination. There are a lot of really dope tracks on here. He's got features from Aaron Ray and Tory Lanez, Chris Brown, 24 Hours and Casey Veggies. And Aaron Ray again. 12 tracks long.
I love Aaron Ray.
Check out Rocky Fresh. There's some good music on there. There's a song on there called Feeling Hurt, and that's just my nigga moment right now. Speaking of nigga moments, Big Crit just dropped Battle of the Bass.
All right.
It's the shit. Check it out. Actually, damn, I do have one more song that I should play because I heard this song earlier today. I was listening to Apple Music. They have one of their like R&B, emerging R&B playlists or something like that. And I heard this artist, John Vinyl. Have you ever heard of him?
I don't think so.
He's an R&B artist.
John Vinyl.
There's a song he has called Dangerous. And it was knocking, it was rocking. So here we go.
Was it knocking or was it rocking?
Heaven knows what you got in store for me. I've been told you got hella baggage from the past that you can't unfold. Oh no, no. Usually I run, but baby, not now. You got features I just wanna lock down. I'm picking you apart, I'm filling you out, baby. The time's now, now, yeah. Dangerous, heaven sent me down to danger. Hard to run away from love when you come and go. Just stay up.
So yeah, that's John Vinyl.
Love his tongue.
I heard that. I was like, oh, okay, this sounds like something out here. If I was like out shopping, then I'd be like, damn, what's that song? So decided I had to play that.
He sang like Kelly Price.
That's dangerous. So yeah, also coming out later on this week, which I have not heard all of yet because I've only heard the two tracks that have been out. Tinashe, Songs for You will be out. Y'all know we love Tinashe around here.
She looks
so
great too.
She's now with Roc Nation's management and all them. So, you know, we just gotta go on ahead and just,
she's a Roc Nation?
Yeah, you know, out there doing the thing.
Oh, okay.
Independent and signed to Roc Nation and driving straight to the center of where she should be. Creatively and artistically with her music, all the things that made me love her when I first heard her mixtape Amethyst. I didn't beat the hell out of this dead horse. I'm telling y'all, I love her work, and it's because I was introduced to that project and all the snippets I've heard from her new Songs for You project have been reminiscent of those vibes. Did you listen to Touch and Go yet? The song with her in Black. We talked about it.
Yeah.
So it's good, right?
Hell
like
yeah.
The vibe is just. I'm really, really excited.
She's
for
in
this
her
project.
Bag for
She's
sure.
In it.
Yeah. Yes.
She has the song with Blackout now, and she also has the song with Miss Banks, Die a Little Bit. So check out those two songs, or just wait and check out the whole thing on Friday.
The video for that one was cute, too.
Yes. Yes. Fucking with Tinashe. So that's it for Music Man. I wanted to talk a little bit about Soul Train Awards, but you know, Dustin Ross was there.
Mejuri, spelled M-E-J-U-R-I, is the fine jewelry company that is finally changing the narrative that's existed around fine jewelry for hundreds of years. Women don't need a special occasion or somebody else gifting them. They just want high-quality fine jewelry, period. So they actually sent us some jewelry.
Ooh.
And
I picked,
they call it the cigar band. Ooh. Have you seen it? It's like this really thick gold band.
Ooh.
It's almost like double the size, the thickness of like a regular band.
Yeah.
But it looks really
like
cool.
Like that little gold seal on the cigar, but a ring
exactly,
for your
friend. Exactly, with the gold version. I picked that. Super cute. Shout out to Jade, because Jade was like, pick that one, and it ended up being really cute. Mejuri makes handcrafted fine jewelry for every day. No special occasion or reason needed. They're all about look what I bought for myself, whether that's timeless and understated or fun statement pieces. Like their mini lotus studs. Oh, I didn't see those. Engravable necklace. And they remove traditional markups. You can see how they price each item in comparison to estimated retail costs on every product page. A diamond ring that's easily over $500 at a traditional retailer is less than $200 at Mejuri. But not because they're cutting corners. Mejuri is committed to exceptional craftsmanship and ethical practices, working directly with vetted expert jewelers to sell directly to you. Go check them out on Instagram, sign up to their latest weekly drop, or treat yourself right now. Go to Mejuri.com/friendzone for free shipping on orders over $100. That's Mejuri.com/friendzone. Happy shopping. And look at the cigar band I got. It's really cute.
So I felt like this would be the perfect way to segue into TV Land segment. So Dustin, I actually want to give you the floor, and I want you to kind of give us the play-by-play, and I just want to maybe ask questions here or there. That's all I really want to do, because you were there. We've all seen it, hopefully. If you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, we're about to talk about it, cue it up, watch it, do what you got to do, but we're about to do it. So Dustin, please.
Well, it was an incredible experience, being invited to go out to Vegas and attend the Soul Train Awards by BET. They put together a really amazing group of influencers, and we had a great time working together this weekend. Shout out to Mouse Jones, shout out to Danielle Young, shout out to Scotty Beam, shout out to Kendall, shout out to Duvall and Kadeen, shout out to Passport Cuddy, shout out to just everybody
involved, Angela Yee, of course.
Just shout out to everybody that was involved, because BET really took their time putting this together for us, and they took great care of us. They accommodated us so beautifully.
I love when brands realize the power of social influencers and start integrating them into things. I think it's important.
So it was just cool. It was cool to be in Vegas for that. Now, the Soul Train Awards are a big deal to me, because I grew up watching Soul Train on Saturday mornings. It was like a part of my life.
Hell yeah.
So being there, I really was excited to dance to all the music, the great, you know, nostalgic performances, all that shit. And they delivered.
Yes.
Shout out to Freddie O. Shout out to my boy Ryan. At Right Like Ryan is his Twitter account. Shout out to him. Shout out to just everybody. Tasha from BET.
Right.
Yes. So let's just talk about the performances, which are the points of interest. So Sir performed Hair Down and John Redcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And he had D Smoke come out and join him on the piano.
Yeah.
And
which is cool.
Super cool. and they both are insanely talented. Mm-hmm. This was my first time seeing Sir perform live. It was my first time seeing D Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. They were great performers, and the song was amazing. So shout out to them, because that was a dope performance. Yeah, we'll move past that one. Tiana Major and Earth Gang performed Collide off of the Queen and Slim soundtrack. beautiful performance. They were sitting on all these rims, tire rims, with all these flowers put through them. It was like a stack of tire rims. It was so dope. So that was a beautiful performance. The vocals were great. It was perfect. Wale and Jeremiah came out and performed on Chill, which was great. I didn't know who the hell Jeremiah was. He had like, because I saw him on the carpet and stuff.
I feel like he looks different every time I see him.
He walked past me on the carpet a few times, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know who he was, but people were receiving him in a certain way. Right. So I knew that, you know, he was there for a reason. And then when they came out on stage and he started singing that song that I love, I was like, oh, that was Jeremiah. Okay,
right.
Man. He don't look nothing like he did that time I saw him in Dwayne Reed bike. Anyway, so yeah, so it was him and Wale. They did that, and then Wale brought Kelly Price out, and they performed this song called "Sumi," where he was doing all these tributes to all these black women in entertainment.
What?
It was amazing.
Ugh, I have to try
now,
to
let me
catch
tell you something
show.
About Kelly Price.
Yes,
that voice.
Yes,
and that look. I'm gonna tell you
them
something.
Shoes.
Kelly was clean.
Them
not,
shoes.
And it was more of like the maintenance. Mm-hmm. You could tell her, like, her wig shit was together. Mm-hmm. Her makeup looked mm-hmm. good. Kelly's been taking care of herself, and she looked well maintained, if that
yes,
makes any
Kelly
sense.
Price.
She looked good on the carpet, and she looked good on stage, and she sounded good. Queen Naja performed Good Morning Text. Her and Clarence, her baby daddy, they were sitting like right in front of me at the awards, like to my right. So I got a good look at both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so she performed Good Morning Text.
Wait,
so that was cool.
Can I just say something?
You're what? Not going to finish the thought?
Last year, mm-hmm. I think, Queen
Come
Nasha.
My place.
Last year, Queen Nasha performed at the, she did the Soul Cypher.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, was that when Lil Mo was saying all
yeah,
that stuff
about
her?
She said she wasn't singing from the pit.
Oh, that's right.
I remember I wasn't caring for Queen Naja being up there during that cypher, but watching her this year doing her own song, she held it down. Like watching it from viewer at home, excuse me. She, I don't want everybody to think I went to, I didn't go. You know,
you're so crazy. Oh, shut up. Magic.
And you was on, did you know you were on the show?
Yeah, because people started hitting me up. But
I was
going to say,
I remember what performance I was watching, but I seen you in the audience.
No
I was like,
one caught a screenshot?
Yes, did.
He is. Oh, okay, I'm like, what?
He on there.
Shout out to my aunts. I love y'all.
Oh, you know that.
But yeah, Queen Naja, her set was tight. Like, she performed, and it was like all these mirrors, and then she like walked out, and there was like some more mirrors out. But her vocal control the whole time, spot on, seamless.
I have to catch
Why
it.
Why don't people like her? Because I know
I
something
know.
Happened before when she was on YouTube and people...
Something about her saying the nappy-headed black girls thing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what's happened
since
then.
Yeah, she's
had
some colorism issues.
Oh, that's what
it
is?
Yeah, and it's
YouTube.
Been multiple.
I didn't know. Like, I
but
just
I know
knew
she's
that
had
there
hard
was some
life
sort of controversy.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I didn't
yeah,
know. She's from Ypsilanti, so shout out to Queen Naja for that. Okay, so Boyz II Men and Stokely Williams from Mint Condition.
Oh, my God.
They did
God.
A medley.
What?
Yeah, it was dedicated to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, who were honorees for the night they got the Legend Award. And so there were two performances that tributed their vast body of work. You know, their catalog is immense.
Yeah.
But Boyz II Men came out and they did Tender Love by the Force MDs. Now, anybody that know me knows that Tender Love
is your shit.
I've always loved it. It gives me chills. So I got up off my ass and I was standing up when they started singing.
I know
that.
You was having a night from,
oh
all,
my God.
From all them people.
First of all, Deborah Cox was sitting next to me, right? So it was Deborah Cox. It was her husband and Deborah Cox. Then Kendall and Angela Yee, we were all in the row together. Scotty and was two rows behind me. Danielle was two rows behind me. Mouse was two rows behind me on the end.
Mm-hmm.
So we all sort of had this like...
triangle defense.
So during the show, like as during the commercial breaks, as people are taking photos and doing other shit, me and Mouse were literally yelling at each other across the streets, across the seats, cracking jokes about people walking by
no.
and shit. We had the whole like section like rolling. Kendall had me dying. Shout out to Kendall, who, random fun fact, he's also from Flint. We went to the same middle and high school together.
Did y'all know each other?
Yes. And
oh,
so
shit.
And then we knew each other later in Detroit, but I haven't seen him physically in like 10 years.
Wow.
So it was great to see him, great to reconnect. I'm so proud of all the amazing stuff that he's doing and done. Going into his second season on Games People Play on BET.
Oh,
just
shit.
Great stuff going on. So it was good to connect with him. But we laughed the entire fucking award show. We had so much fun together,
I
y'all.
Only imagine.
So,
would you host the Soul Chain Awards?
Without
Wait, did
I would
they have
be
a host?
Honored. Tashina Arnold
right,
and Tisha
right,
Campbell,
right, right, right.
who opened the show
Killed it.
With a
MJ.
Quote-unquote ball.
Yes.
And MJ Rodriguez came out looking gorgeous.
First of all, I saw the clip, and the way MJ spun
yeah.
and then like flipped her skirt and then walked. It was. I was like, this is amazing.
It was so dope.
She killed it.
That's a big deal that that was on BET.
She was a movie.
Yes,
that's a huge deal. So anyway, so they came out. Stokely did his new song. I think it's called She or something. But when that nigga did Pretty Brown Eyes, you already know.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Fucked it up. And shout out to, so June Ambrose was sitting directly in front of me. So all night it was kind of like June Ambrose, Deborah Cox, and me. It was a little conversation going on all night about the show. Also, I do want to say that June Ambrose complimented me on the red carpet before we went to our seats.
Oh,
hell,
we
didn't even know
we
was going to be by each other. Mm-hmm. And June Ambrose complimented like my look. So that really had
an
made
honor.
Me feel good about myself. You know, it's like I had drank a kombucha. But anyway, back to the performances. Pink Sweats performed a song called Honesty. It was incredible, and it made me go to his project. Pink Sweats was dope.
Hell yeah.
T-Mar, who was the artist off of Issa Rae's radio, new record label.
Mm-hmm.
She performed a song called Kind of Love. Very distinct vocal tone, very distinct. You know, I love an odd voice that works.
Yeah.
And that's what T-Mar has.
It separates you.
The Soul Cypher was dope. It was Erykah Badu, Robert Glasper on the keys, Carl Thomas, Keisha Cole, Leandria Johnson, who blew me away. And Anthony Hamilton.
So the song, my
Keisha,
God.
Keisha was singing like back in the day,
yes,
first and second album.
Well, she had to.
And she was also sitting in the row in front of me to my left with her baby daddy, her new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Did you see where Nick Cannon called her the elder?
Who?
What?
Oh, he is a toddler?
He's much younger than her. We're going to call a thing a thing. He's much younger than her, and he looks much younger than her, but he was being very still. So I think he was trying to be as mature as possible. Mm. You know, when you're younger than somebody, you just be real still and cool.
Good
you just
that's cool.
Go with the flow.
Not doing
so it's
much.
Like that. On a good note, he has some of the best braids I've seen. What's it called, friend, when they French braid your hair and it looks like little sections going into each French braid?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? That
exactly
sort of braiding.
Where it's like the feed-in.
Yeah.
It was
like that. They were, his braids were like impeccable. Mm.
Nice.
So shout out to him for that. Yolanda Adams got a tribute, the Lady of Soul tribute, which she did it herself, like how Bernadine cut her hair herself in Waiting to Exhale. Yolanda did her own tribute.
And did it herself.
Laid it out. Her daughter was in the front row. Luke James, BJ the Chicago Kid, and Ro James did a song together called Go Girl that was immediately after Yolanda's performance. It was very sexually charged, so it just felt a little, you know.
Luke James in those pants, yes.
But it didn't...
It sounds like it was a good show.
Good show. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis got their tribute, loaded with performances. Morris Day and the Time performed. The SOS Band, now let me tell you, for me... One of the moments was the SOS Band performing Just Be Good to Me and Tell Me If You Still Care, yeah, hey, about me. You know, I was on my feet singing every fucking word. So I really enjoyed myself. Shout out to BET. Thanks for the hospitality. It was an incredible experience. And I can't wait
y'all
to do it again.
Y'all look so cute.
Thank
all
you
y'all.
So much. We had so much fun. It was the best working weekend ever.
What was your favorite moment?
Along. Being at the awards show, hands down, and also our dinners. We had a great dinner at this restaurant called Catch in the Aria, and we had another great dinner at STK, and those two dinners were incredible. The conversation, the laughs,
the
it
energy.
Just was, it was fantastic.
Well, the next intention set is for you to host.
Yes.
So
give me that mic and watch me do what I do.
Let's
it
put
was
that
great.
Out here.
So amen. Thank you so much.
Yes. Shout out to BET. So I still haven't seen it. Do you think it's on the YouTube channel?
Yeah.
The whole show?
I'm not sure if the whole show, but
I saw
all
clips.
The performances
Yeah,
are.
Okay. Well, that's my homework for this
today
week.
Today I was watching all the performances from the Country Music Awards just to watch them.
And did you see now they have the American Influencer Award?
No, but good. What
that?
Is it? Who's putting it on?
I don't know who's putting it on, but it's like it looked like it was well produced, like a pretty big deal. They had like all the top YouTubers and it's literally presenting awards. And I mean, even Kim Kardashian was there receiving an award. Like, it's everyone who has made an impact on the digital space. So I'm curious. I feel like I think it's time for that.
Me too.
Yeah.
It needs to be, it's work that should be recognized.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's time for that to be that crossover where the influencers are amplified on television because the work transcends the digital landscape. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm curious to watch it grow. I'm wondering if it's gonna like even continue to be a thing or not. Because I didn't see too many people talking about it.
I put me a tux on and sit at the table 19 or whatever my table number right. is in the audience.
Wouldn't that be cute though?
Yeah.
Shoot, like an award show with all the digital folks.
I would
folks?
Also be the master of ceremony. So holla at
I
your
can
boy.
See that,
I was
going
to
say,
it might be like the Summer Walker, the first and last with the Instagram taking the likes
no,
away.
No, stop. I think it's a good idea. So yeah, I'm curious to watch it grow. You know, chopped it off before it started.
I was about to crack a Summer Walker joke.
No. That's it. Is there anything else?
Yeah, what else you been watching on TV?
The Real Housewives of Atlanta have been great. Married to Medicine is back. It was great. But all those things are insignificant right now. We'll talk right. about those when it's time.
Next week.
The Soul Train Awards were incredible. Yes. This is a story. It's also on hiatus this week. I got one really good suggestion for a story arc, and so we're putting that together.
Ooh.
So if you think you have something that can beat whatever caught my attention, of course I can't share it with you now because it'll lessen the impact of the story once you receive it, but your ass got 1 week to submit something that you think will kind of, you know, light my, come on baby, and light my fire.
When submitting to the emails, put the subject, this is a story suggestion.
Oh yeah, yes. True.
This is a story suggestion. That is the subject. Something similar. This is a story, Dustin, whatever you would like. Something that makes sense. Not please read my email. And then when I read it, then you tell me what it is. And then I'm like, oh, that's what this was.
Okay.
Not that I'm not going to not read your emails because I read all the emails. Just subject appropriately. That's all I'm saying. The friend zone at loudspeakersnetwork.com.
And also don't forget that we will be in San Francisco on Saturday, December 7th.
Yes.
And Atlanta's already sold out, but we will be there on the 14th.
Yes.
And remember, we're there with our siblings, Jade and Kia of Getting Grown Pod. If you have not gotten your tickets for San Francisco, please
tickets,
do so
San
now
Francisco.
At thefriendzonelive.com. Is there anything else before we get out of here?
If you're going to be in Atlanta, there's going to be the pop-up shop that's happening
right.
before the show. And we'll have details out for that very soon, and there's going to be a guest appearance because I'm finalizing, and I'm telling you, like, when I didn't want to say nothing until I was final, but it's pretty much final.
Okay.
Slutty Vegan's truck is going to be there.
Hey!
Slutty Vegan, the truck will be there.
The truck's going to be
the
at the pop-up.
The food ain't going to be free. Y'all got to buy the food, but the truck will be
there. But so, the truck will be at the pop-up.
The truck will be at the pop-up.
That is so
this is a huge deal for us.
This is a huge deal.
Partner with Slutty Vegan.
For so many reasons.
Have that presence at our Atlanta pop-up.
You know I'm excited.
Super dope.
It's a huge thing for so many reasons because Pinky is someone we've talked about on this show before she reached the success with this business. You know, Atlanta is a
from
home.
From her corner shop in Harlem.
Oh my
literally
God.
Literally like across the street from my house.
Between that juice bar and that Jamaican spot, like Pinky.
Your old
and,
house.
And you know, she'd always
ran.
Oh my God, by the time y'all listening to this, I'll be in Brooklyn.
Right through your old hood, but you know your new shit, okay?
Wow, shout out to me.
Friend in Brooklyn. But yeah, that's it.
Yay. Okay, well, that's it. Nothing else, sir?
Nope.
Well, as always, we love you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.